It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Africa. Dean Macharoni. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington. This is the Voice of America. It's great to be back with you. And this week, we're delving deep into the sound of South Africa. As you know, I was there recently, and one day I spent the afternoon with Miles Kielak, a music journalist and walking encyclopedia of South African music. One day we sat down together with a huge stack of CDs that I'd collected in Joburg and Cape Town, and I recorded our conversation about the music just for you. I'm excited to bring that to you now. So enjoy the stories and anecdotes, and most of all, the music. From Maskandi to Kwaito to Soul, you're gonna love it. Now, I also have two selections of a new release from Côte d'Ivoire's lovely Dobe Nyaore and one juicy Naija. So, are you ready to get this show on the road? All right, we're gonna begin nice and easy. This is Dobe from Côte d'Ivoire with track number 11 of her January 2015 CD release. It's a short little song with a tall message about marriage. She sings, "I'll soon be married to another, much older man than you. My father's promised me to him, but I want the freedom to choose. Hurry, come get me, baby. I want to be with you. Hurry, come get me."
Jewarema intemi fe intemi fe on va la tout da jewareye mete o che o fe
la même chercher toi mon amour
toi mon amour
chercher oh, toi mon amour
Atilia kana ono fe njarabi e kana onkele mi fa que lento oh Bini wati chon mbafe kato ikarefe ikanato ikele na ya no
viens vite me chercher
toi mon amour
viens vite me chercher toi mon amour
oh beautiful viens vite me chercher mon amour hurry come get me baby that was Dobe Nyaore with Furusiri. Dobe released this third album, entitled Nadre, in January 2015, and she's taken it on tour in North America and Europe.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Awesome. P-Square is up next with Ejajo, featuring American hip-hop giant T.I., and a big nod to the 1970s. It's the weekend, everybody.
You know. I know you heard about it. Go!
It's the weekend. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Yeah. Out on this day morning. So we can do whatever we like. I got
Lagos and Ivory Coast on the way to Japan. New cool back to back on new shoes. And we rhyme with a guy with some loose screws. Not the one your girl should be introduced to. Yeah, why you don't know about me, do you? Tell her, hey, I'm the type of guy to get a number broad. And she don't put me under number guard.
I got the magic.
Hey man, I'ma book my flight from the. Hey Peter, we going in. Paul, I'm on the way.
Yeah, this is Heather on Music Time in Africa. We were just grooving to the unstoppable P Square with award-winning American rapper T.I. Coming up next, a musical conversation from Cape Town with yours truly, me, and Miles Keelock, a freelance music journalist for South Africa's Rolling Stone magazine, among other things. So settle in and stay right here with me, Heather, all hour long.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Africa, through its own music. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com. Again, that's musictime@voanews.com.
As always, I look forward to your emails, so keep them coming. It's time now to take you back in time, just a little bit, with me on my 2014 tour in South Africa, where I'm sitting down with Miles Keelock, a walking, talking encyclopedia of South African music. And we're exploring the collection of CDs I just acquired in Joburg and Cape Town. We begin in the hotel lobby, where we meet in person for the very first time.
State your full name.
Miles Keelock. In fact, Miles Leonard Keelock.
Miles Leonard Keelock.
Yes, Miles after Miles Davis.
Nice.
Literally, my parents saw him play just before I was born. And Leonard after Leonard Bernstein, because my mom was the Leonard Bernstein fan and my father the Miles Davis fan. So, you know, with that, I mean, I kind of cursed to be a music writer. Writing on music for the last 20 years, and the music of this country fascinates me. You know, I'm not originally from here, but I've spent most of my life here since university. I'm from Zimbabwe. Yeah.
This is Heather, and we're just beginning my feature interview with music writer Miles Kilak. For those of you who don't know what Maskandi music is, let Miles tell you about it.
I mean, for me, Maskandi, again, is the cornerstone of the music that comes out of this country. You know, the influence that it has had. I mean, you know, in a very superficial level, its sound and its soul is it's the South African blues. So it's a migrant form of music that started due to the nature of the migrant labor system, where men had to leave the rural areas and take a train to go and work on the mines. And that the blues of that exile experience as well, and that hardship. Very lo-fi tin can guitars, you know, rudimentary strings, you know, that make beautiful meandering, loping, you know, serpentine melodies, and then also the parables. So there's that ancient storytelling tradition that gets handed down, you know.
Is that mostly sung in Zulu then?
Yeah, yeah, mostly sung in Zulu. I mean, there's some absolute rock stars actually in this country.
Who are the top
You know, Phuze Kemesi, phenomenal. Every time he releases an album, it's mega platinum selling.
That is Miles Kilak with me in a Cape Town hotel lobby, just beginning our conversation about South African music. Here's one of my favorite Phuze Kemesi songs from 2000 called Saphwala Kanzima.
Silum galam sitwele kanzima. Silum galam satwala kanzima.
about them South African blues. This is Heather on Music Time, and you just heard the rock star of Maskandi, Phuze Kimesi. We're listening to an interview I had with South African music expert Miles Kielak. There's much more to come right after this.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
VOA. Okay, now back with Miles and me from Cape Town. We've now relocated to my hotel suite where dozens of CDs I'd acquired since arriving in South Africa are stacked up in piles. Miles picks out a few that catch his eye. Notice the clacking sound you hear is him excitedly tapping his fingers on the CD in question. We fall on Busi Mshlonga.
Busi Mshlonga?
Yeah.
Okay, the remixes won't give you the best idea of who she is. Her original stuff is magnificent. What makes her unique, she was the first woman to play Maskandi music.
Oh.
Yeah, it's traditionally a male-dominated genre.
Mm-hmm.
And she stood up, picked up the guitar, and in the late 80s, pioneered that path for women.
I see.
So Busi, I mean, is very much a rock and roll Zulu, traditional Zulu musician.
Mm-hmm.
Very, again, shamanistic. She actually influenced Simpi Wadana.
I see.
She was kind of a bridge from Miriam to the younger generation of South African female lead singers. Okay. Urban Zulu was her, not the remixes, was her sort of landmark album that actually did incredibly well in Europe and catapulted her onto that international stage.
And here's Busi with Yelisa Nomoya from her landmark 1999 album, Urban Zulu.
Thank you. Music Time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. This is Heather, and that was Busi Mishlongo kicking out the Maskandi from 1999. There's more South African music and conversation with Miles Kielak coming up about hip-hop, rap, and Kwaito, and the music business in SA. So stay tuned.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. That's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA.
This is Heather and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa. Yep, hi, it's me, Heather, and I'm back with you now. This week, we're delving deep into the sound of South Africa. We return to my conversation with Miles Kielak in Cape Town. Now, picture this. We're sitting in my hotel suite, perusing my brand new CD collection of South African music, and Miles spots a few hip-hop, rap, Kwaito CDs that catch his attention, namely Black Noise, Sugar Smacks, and Cabello.
Start with Black Noise, you know, which is Cape Flats, which is the colored township just outside of Cape Town. A collective ensemble that have been going for 26 years now. You know, and very grassroots, community-based, as I said, the 360 degrees of hip-hop. So they're not just musicians, they're b-boys, graffiti artists, turntablists, you know. And that's quite interesting as well. They still try and keep the art of turntablism alive, you know, which I think globally is a good thing. And when producers came in and the turntables left, certainly the performance space, it changed hip-hop.
Yes, true.
You know, some would say for the worse, you know. Yeah. You know?
What's your favorite track on it?
I would have to go for Hip Hop Won't Stop, you know, because that was an anthem from back in the day. And Africa, Could You Be Loved? And then Bring Forth the Battle, actually. They stick to their roots, so a lot of them were sort of MC battle songs that these came out of. To go to a nightclub now and see an MC battle almost doesn't happen anymore. 20 years ago, it used to happen all the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, Hip Hop Don't Stop, Africa, Could You Be Loved? Mm-hmm. And Bring Forth the Battle, you know.
Okay.
But they're all groove based.
Okay.
You know, and old school hip hop. Let's you know, let's call it what it is. Yeah. You know, no bling whatsoever.
Yeah.
My favorite of the three is this one. Hip Hop Won't Stop.
Hip Hop Won't Stop.
Writers and graffiti artists. Back in the day, we were all writers, learning from everything we heard and saw. Never gonna wait to learn some more
about the culture that enlightened us, gave us events so important would frighten us. Spoke our minds in the form of rhyme. Learn through hip hop, and there'll be no strife.
How we stole our music, and we hid our history through hip hop.
others became clear to me. Now I use my mind and I search for more. But I could be so that we gave more. We then use hip hop to our own perspective. That was the day we did hip hop perspective. One for love, but now we're fine. We're giving all strength to the hip hop sound.
Hip hop won't stop.
And carbon spray bubble letters, cruise world tracks and logo sweaters.
First you up rock, you threaten your opponent, then into footwork and 6WM. Round and round and back sprint freeze. People went to fast and went the way he is. Into the circle comes the next hip hopper. Who put you work on the strike now for the showstopper? Spinning around and around till you say stop.
Now show me the hip hop. Back and forward and back again. While the favorite song, the DJ did spin. Fade to windmill and change to fly. Name people is not something you buy.
Are we addicted to hip hop?
Yeah.
There's more to hip hop with the fashion in here. Good ones for luck, but now we find. We give no thanks to the hip hop sound.
Hip hop won't stop.
Like to give a special shout out to the Universal Zulu Nation in Africa, Bambaataa, Rocksteady Crew, Battle Squad, and all B-boys and girls worldwide.
Quick for hip hop to work, we all gotta move quick. Set aside all differences and work together. The ass kissing might just take forever. Organize people for the means of Africa. Watch the LP news, a greedy motherfucker. If you get the message, you know you're not stranded. Put the underground for the rap battle.
I'm down with rap because I'm from the old school. Learn a lot of lessons from hanging with the new school. East Squad, the new band, OPP. All that shit sound is following me.
Then I cut the block from a downtown old school sound. Now I'm rolling with the paper rolling in the underground. Make a beat down, ripping the sound from each plane to Cape Town.
We only came to spread the final world around. Keep the hip hop strong, keep it underground. We were one class, but now we're found. We give it all thanks to the hip hop sound. Hip hop won't stop.
Man, that is some cool old-school Cape Town hip-hop. Hip-Hop Won't Stop by Black Noise. This is Heather. It's music time in Africa, and we're deep into the sound of South Africa. We're listening to a conversation between Miles Kielok and me in Cape Town. I recorded it in late 2014. Listen as he talks now about two seminal bling rap and Kwaito artists and what he calls the grind of the South African music industry.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Smacks. As I said earlier, bling rap. But Sugar comes out of the... He was one of the two main MCs in Squatter Camp. This was his debut solo album.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, the Squatter Camp came out of the Johannesburg townships. You know, literally rags to riches. They had a dream. Predominantly influenced by what they were seeing on television. So, you know, they were South Africa's answer to the Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
Each of the members went on to have... quite prolific solo careers.
Mm.
Yeah. And like every single artist in South Africa, went through the major label grinder. Mm. So they were signed to Gallo.
Oh,
fantastic.
Sorry.
For 2 years. And then the cycle, you know, South Africa's very fickle. Certainly the labels are, you know, and the brands that support the labels and the brands support the artists, it goes in cycles. So as soon as someone is deemed hip this year,
mm-hmm.
the funding gets withdrawn. You know, that's just the way it works.
Oh.
You know, they went through the grinder. You know,
okay.
They actually started their own production company, Bada Bing, which is what this came out on, and this was independent. You know, Squatter Camp Records and Bada Bing Productions.
Okay.
You know, with Ventilation. Those are all, so they again, from a major label to the independent route,
mm-hmm.
you know, and pretty much had to start, you know, keep reinventing themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one track from the 2008 Sugar CD we were looking at together, Miles and I. It's called Monate Soul.
Wait.
Dig it.
Wait. This is no time for speeches. It's all about celebration. So we want minimal lyrical content, Mchana.
This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather, and that was Sugar. Here's more from my featured guest, Miles Kielak. He's holding a CD titled Buga Love by award-winning Kwaito artist, Kabelo.
Buga Love, right, Kabelo. Kabelo was the primary MC in Kwaito group, one of the seminal late 90s, early 2000s Kwaito groups called TKZ.
Okay.
They were the rock and roll animals of Kwaito.
And now?
Now, Kabelo is out of rehab for a long time now. 8 years. Yeah, now he's in tip-top shape. He's still releasing solo albums again.
This is Kabelo's 2013 Kwaito hit, Impilo, featuring the Durban trio, Big News.
Thank you.
Was Impilo, meaning life, by seminal Cueto artist Cabello, and featuring Big News. Miles and I now move to South African soul music as he runs across the CD I Am by breakout solo artist Theo Kokosinkwe. Theo is still an active member of the hugely popular house duo Mafiki Zolo. Do you remember their super hit Kona? Anyway, Theo has his new soul CD out now. Listen as Miles talks about it and about Theo and his mentorship on surviving the music business with Oscar, the director of South Africa's powerful Kalawa Jazmi Records.
All right, yeah. What about this?
Right, Theo Kokosinkwe, I Am, this was his solo debut,
the lead singer of Mafiki Zolo.
Very slick, very classy, but very soulful as well. I mean, he's an incredibly soulful voice, and also manages to convey his sincerity in few ways that other artists of his caliber in South Africa do. He's incredibly humble as an individual, and I think that comes across in his music. So he's sincere when he's sharing his thoughts on life, and, you know, and he's very inspirational. He's very in touch with, you know, the advice that he got. He once told me a beautiful story when I chatted to him about as a young singer. He got some advice from Oscar. Oskido is his name. He's a DJ now, and he's the head of Kalawa Jazmi Records. Now, Kalawa Jazmi Records was South Africa's first independent black-owned record label in the new democracy. Basically, Oskido, he was working on the BMW sort of assembly line in Midrand, which is about 45 minutes to an hour north of Joburg. And he had saved up 800 Rand to go to Joburg. Now, that's a big thing back in those days as well. 20 years ago, 800 Rand was, you know, enough to live on for a couple of months. And so he basically took all the money he had in the bank, went to live in Joburg to get a job. And he had this idea of playing this new music that he had heard. Mixing in a turntablist, slowing down, you know, European house records, and then rapping over that. And he sold hot dogs outside the club in Pilbara for several months until one of the DJs who was actually playing at the club didn't arrive and he got his gap. And from that, he has created this empire. Oh. And Kalawa Jazmi is actually an empire. All the hip and happening young Black Kwaito and house music artists come through Kalawa Jazmi stable. They're an incubator. They've got great producers there, and also a great business model, which is what Theo, you know, was saying, was that simple little things like Oscar saying to him, you know, right, so you're going to get all this money. Mm-hmm. Don't blow it on cars, girls, you know, drugs and all the rest of it. Invest it. And so that mentorship he takes very seriously. Yeah. You know, now, I mean, it's a big thing actually for a lot of South African artists who, it's called previously disadvantaged, or you never came from any money, and all of a sudden you're struck with all this money. A lot of them have gone off the rails completely.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so yeah, very sincere, but very actually quite beautiful and quite soulful, and very ballad driven. I mean, it's okay. To be honest, his reputation. He's a sort of smooth serenader for the ladies.
Yes,
you know,
I mean,
the ladies throw their underwear at him.
Here's Theo with Usis Tandwa Sam.
Get down and I'll tell you why.
Smooth stuff. Hey, it's Heather, and that was Theo Kokosinkwe with Usistambwa San.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Okay, we've got more miles on South African music, but I'm taking us back to Côte d'Ivoire for a minute to enjoy another beautiful track from Dobe Nyahore's 2005 CD, Nadre. Here's Awili, a song in praise of true friendship. That was Dobe Nyahore from Côte d'Ivoire with Awili, a song in praise of friendship, taken from her new CD release, Nadre. This is Heather.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. I'm taking us back to my conversation again with Miles Keelock, back in Cape Town, still sifting through my newly acquired collection of South African CDs. Now we come across some interesting Afro-pop artists. Take a listen.
The Muffins, to me, they sound... I don't know. They were okay.
What, they sound like a boy band? Go on. Say it, if you're allowed to. You know, they're not manufactured. They're actually jazz and classically trained musicians, but they are tapping into, you know, the young, upwardly mobile, urban black elite, middle class, funky, dress the part. You know, don't necessarily play how they dress here just yet.
Here's a sample of the Muffins.
So this is a story about this place where we come from. South Africa, we call it Ikazi. The rest of the world calls it the ghetto. Some places call it the hood. In Brazil, they call it the favela.
Said I'm from a place where being desolate is the same as being rich. Cause government resources are far from our reach. Corruption is plentiful and fat cats roam the streets. While at home we suffer with these rats at our feet. Being a good girl is the same as being a bitch. Cause preachers prey on young girls and hide it when they preach. This childhood innocence is at stake of being extinct. Cause fast cars and that fast life are the waters of the ghetto. So fair.
That's The Ghetto by The Muffins from their 2011 debut album, Have You Heard? You're with Heather, and we're at the tail end of the show with this last selection of South African music. Here's singer-songwriter sensation Zahara, introduced by our guest and music journalist, Miles Keelock.
There's one you don't have yet, Zahara at all. Two Afro-pop?
I do.
I have
two Zaharas. I haven't listened to her yet.
Okay.
Do you like her?
I like her. Oh. I mean, I think she's something quite special.
Oh.
Musically, she's from the Eastern Cape. Mm-hmm. It's a distinctly Eastern Cape sound. But she's managed to kind of incorporate a Tracy Chapman journal and trading kind of feel to it, you know? And the voice, I mean, she hits certain notes. I mean, it really is.
It's gorgeous.
She nails it. Yeah. You know? And again, also incredibly young. You know, they're from nowhere.
Yeah.
A rural girl from the Eastern Cape. And then single-handedly saved the record industry in South Africa that year with her first album.
Seriously?
Yeah, she sold 350,000 copies of one album, which is the most that anyone had sold since Brenda Fassie. Nobody had been selling that number of albums.
It's 4:36, we gotta go.
Oh, God.
Miles and I had to split for a concert, which I'll share with you another time. But let me leave you with Zahara's big hit, the one that single-handedly saved the South African recording industry in 2011. It's called Lilowe.
See, Zab. Sally, well, there's a toa, a mouth on a high, a goya gona, tanasa. Peslo, and Costani, Quatali, well, there's a toa, a mouth on a high, a goya gona, tanasa.
That was Zahara with Lilowe, her smash hit from 2011. This is Heather, and it's time to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed today's special edition on South African music, and that you'll join me back again here next week. You can catch Music Time in Africa Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa.